tuning in to Art and Business and Murals, a podcast about running a small creative business with interviews, artist stories, and industry tips. I hope this podcast keeps you company on what can sometimes feel like a solo journey. Hello, and welcome to episode number 19 of the Art and Business and Murals podcast. And I'm your host, Sarah Scully. And this episode is a little bit different from what I usually do. It's not quite an interview episode, but it is advice for artists from artists. Now, bear with me here. It's not really a Monday morning commute to work type episode. This is more of a Friday afternoon, few drinks, a couple sneaky cocktails type listening. So the way that I set this up was, when I was in Thailand last week for an artist residency, I was there with 20 other artists collaborating together to create an amazing outcome. And we got to the end of the two-week program and I realized that we had no time. There was no time. I'd run out of time and I didn't get to interview anyone. So at our finishing party, I whipped out my little lapel microphone and went around and asked every single artist what advice they had for emerging artists. Now, these are artists from all over the world. One of the artists, Israel, who you will hear, he is one of the best stencil artists I've ever met and one of the nicest humans I have ever met as well. He gives his answer in Bahasa. He is Indonesian. That is his language. So for all of you out there from Indonesia who understand Bahasa, this is for you. I have not Google translated it because we all know that I would never give that justice. And I know all of two words in Bahasa, so definitely can't translate it myself. The other artists, I think there are probably about 15 other artists from spread from all over the world. They give different advice. All of the advice is completely different, which I love as well. And I'm really hoping that you get something out of this. The question that I asked each of them, and remembering this when you listen to my wonderful editing skills, is what advice do they have for emerging artists? So I hope you enjoy it. Maybe turn down the volume slightly if it's turned up because it is very loud. Thanks for listening.
My name is Daniel, and I do projection mapping, and I am from New York, but live in Cambodia.
And what's your best advice for emerging artists?
To be authentic, to don't copy, just don't just copy, but find your own voice.
I'm Dakari Akil. I'm a professional collage artist from Cleveland, Ohio, but currently based in Los Angeles, California. My best advice for emerging artists is to become your own favorite artist. When you're first starting out with art, a lot of times, 98% of the time, you're mimicking your favorite artist first before you find your own style. The mission should be to become your own favorite artist, so you're not mimicking anyone else anymore. You're now creating your own unique style.
My name's Catherine O'Leary, and I live in Jarrah on the south coast of New South Wales. And I try to do artwork, practicing artist, and I teach children art, and I work at Thundanon Museum as an art learning education officer. My best advice is to have confidence in yourself, trust your inner soul, and don't watch the TV as much as you might want to. So my advice is to try and draw every day, because drawing is like the underpins everything. Even if you don't think you're good at drawing, just do it.
Hello, I'm Miguel. I'm from Portugal, living in the last 8 years in Cambodia, doing photography, mostly for human rights, environment, and social issues.
So what would be your best advice for emerging artists?
Connect with the right people, go out, and try, even if you're not 100% sure of what you're doing, just try out, do exhibitions, get feedback, evolve and learn, and do stuff. He's all about doing stuff and learning.
Hola, hola. I'm Luis, Colombiano. I'm from Colombia, Cúcuta, from the border of Colombia and Venezuela. I'm a dreamer. I'm an artist. I just driving around, capturing the expression of the people to support their dreams, their needs, and just to make them happy. Just keep dreaming, believe in ourselves. That's the most important thing.
Katra McGrio, I'm Australian, but I'm currently based in Chiang Mai. I have a particular interest in Asia Pacific. I'm the artistic director of micro galleries.
That's a splash.
That's what we aim for.
So what's your best advice for emerging artists?
To learn some business acumen and to think more strategically from the beginning and don't just fumble your way through it. Be purposeful and deliberate.
Hi, my name is Rhiannon Hopley. I am from Sydney, Australia, and I am a multidisciplinary artist, professional photographer, graphic designer, curator, and also creative industries business advisor.
And if you had any advice for emerging artists, what would it be?
Keep playing. Always play. It gets hard to make an income off things, but it's possible. But it doesn't have to be full-time, but if you're doing creative work for clients, make sure you always make time for play and downtime.
Ooh, I love that advice. I need to take that myself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mars Kapanang from the Philippines. I'm a full-time visual artist. My paintings are more intuitive-like. I love to paint flora and fauna in the Philippines. And my advice to emerging artists, be childlike. Keep exploring, love nature. Nature is the best inspiration, guys. Keep it up.
Hi, my name is Tri from Bali, Indonesia. I'm a visual artist, muralist, painter, and a dreamer.
And what's your advice for emerging artists?
Make mistake and enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Kin. I'm from the Philippines and I currently make community pamphlets and I'm a zinner. Zinnister, yeah.
Nice. And what advice do you have for emerging artists?
Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Yeah, feel it all and beam with your wounds and with your sadness and yeah, your imperfection.
My name is Rol, aka Media Legal, from Indonesia, Yogyakarta City.
And what's your advice for up-and-coming artists?
Saya senang berada di Chiang Mai untuk kolaborasi mikro galeri dan saya berharap untuk bisa bertemu lagi bersama teman-teman di event mikro galeri berikutnya.
Hello, I'm Noel from the City of Love, Philippines.
Ilo, Ilo.
Ilo, Ilo, Philippines, yeah. I'm a studio artist. I do painting, printmaking. I also do murals.
And what's your advice to up-and-coming artists?
Find your niche, find your people, and make art for them and for yourself.
My name is Azong. I'm from Taiwan and I'm an illustrator. Everybody's doing something like you are doing. You feel no more lonely. Yes, you know somebody doing the same thing in all of the world. Yes.
I'm Mandy. I'm from Australia and I'm a mural artist.
And what's your best advice for up-and-coming artists?
I reckon keep doing what you're doing, believe in yourself, and don't give up.
I am the performer Sonny the Goth from Sydney, Australia. I do sideshow, freak show, clown performance. And my advice for emerging artists is try any idea you come up with and see what sticks. You won't be good at everything, but you'll find something you're enjoy and are good at.
My name is Brian. I'm from Barcelona, but I'm based in Vienna. And I do, it's a bit difficult to explain. It's contemporary craft making and spatial designer.
Yes, and he's also got many, many assistants here helping him.
I always get volunteers. I don't know. They love me.
So, what's your advice for upcoming artists?
If you are messy, get a manager and try to monetize your work.
I hope that you found some gold in there somewhere amongst all the noise. I also want to give a shout out to Mind and to Uni, who were also as part of the group, and there were other artists as part of our collective that I didn't have the opportunity to interview simply because they weren't there when I happened to pull out my microphone. But Uni and Mind have a special place in my heart, so I wanted to give them a little shout out because they're not interviewed in here and they are full of wisdom. Now, I also wanted to thank everyone on the ground who helped us. Nora, the owner of Parang, which is in Old Town in Chiang Mai, if you get the chance to pop by. Her Korean food is amazing, and it is a cafe and a homestay, so you can stay there. I want to say thank you to Ice at Some Space, which is the gallery where we had our group exhibition. And a huge thank you to Kat and her team at Micro Galleries and Earn for looking after us for the 2 weeks, for making this whole thing happen, and for all of your advice and wisdom and guidance, and also picking me up when I cried. No, I didn't cry in front of anyone, only by myself. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And next week we have an interview with another artist. So I will see you then. The Art and Business and Murals podcast. Please feel free to reach out via email at podcasts@sarahscully.com or follow up the show notes on the website at sarahscully.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and fellow creatives. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which I record this podcast, the Gubbi Gubbi people, and I'd like to pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.